There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 at Midday Mobile, hour number two, and this one live. Hey, y'all. Big thank you. Hi, I'm Sean. And big thank you to everybody who called in while I was there. And obviously, y'all are still calling because I'm getting notes here from over at WKRG, our news partners who are conducting their Back the Blue telethon. Goes on until 7 tonight. And here's how it works. Pick up the phone. Dial 662. Wait, if you're not from here, 251. 662-3047. 251-662-3047. Okay? When you do that, then you're going to have a chance to make your donation. And I know this because I just did some. So we're going to ask you a check or credit card. And the nice thing is, you don't, you know, because coming up, we have a segment, second half of the show. We're going to talk about how not to get scammed out there, how not to get taken. Nice thing is, in this situation, it's law enforcement. Other than folks with WKRG, and then they let me in there, law enforcement folks taking your information. So you got good people doing it. Do check or credit card and give your donation amount, and it gets filed and it gets put into the Officer Sean Tudor Memorial Fund. All right, so this goes on till 7 tonight. It's as easy as picking up the phone and calling 251-662-3047. Thank you. Had Johnny and a bunch of other people chimed in, and we chatted as they set up their donation. Y'all are great. Y'all are really great. And I just leave it at that. Y'all know who you are and the donations and what y'all are doing. I'm just proud to be part of, you know, all part of the same radio station with y'all. Y'all are great. So thank you. Thank you for making those donations. And I'll take the harassment. Some of the people on the phone wanted to harass me and then make their donation. That's cool, too. If y'all can call and harass here, if you'll make a donation to the Sean Tudor Memorial Fund, I'll take that harassment. All right. Yeah, I mentioned this. Coming up this hour, we're going to talk about some of the kind of ways you can see scams, whether they be email scams, telephone scams. Robert Siciliano from the safer.me website is going to join us to talk about some of these ideas, some of these tells out there for whether it be an email scam. And probably not you. You're not going to get scammed, but you can share this with a family member you might think needs to hear it. So we'll talk to him coming up at about 1:30. Let's see here, a couple of notes. Number one, of course, we talked about the temperatures there. We talked about temperatures with Bill Finch and Danny Litford last hour. It's getting cold here, but I mean, everything's relative, right? We'll get some 20s. I mean, it's not, listen, we've been in the teens here just last year, in the teens. Look at what they have for Chicago. Well, first of all, the headline there, I saw 75% of the United States will suffer below freezing temps this week. Well, y'all, it is January, about to be February, so let's not get too shocked by this. But the story about Chicago did get my attention. Chicago is going to be maybe setting a new record, which is like negative 27 degrees Fahrenheit. Negative 27 is what Chicago's record is. Minneapolis, Dalton was asking about this one. We were talking about this one this morning after the show. He said, did you see what Minneapolis was getting to? And we checked it out. Negative 45 degrees Fahrenheit. Negative 45. They said that story here from folks over at AccuWeather said the coldest weather in years will put millions of people and animals throughout the Midwestern United States at risk for hypothermia and frostbite. Okay. Deep freeze continues across the upper Midwest Sunday with temperatures plummeting to well below zero in the morning. The low of 45 below zero Fahrenheit in International Falls, Minnesota, shattered the record of 36 below Fahrenheit from 1966. So it's cold. It's cold. So that, so if we get to complaining and worrying about, oh, our, you know, our Satsuma trees, oh, our, you know, what are we going to do about our leafy vegetable? What about our broccoli? Realize we got good problems. Having to negotiate that problem is one thing compared to having it negative 45 degrees Fahrenheit. Holy cow. So cold weather spills south. And, of course, part of that story for us is the chance of having flakes in our area tomorrow. Also, some accumulations as you go north and to the west. So, I mean, Choctaw County, Clark County, Washington County to some degree. Speaking of which, so the school clothing closings have come in here. This may have changed here since last I got an update. But our news partners at WKRG saying Clark County schools are closed tomorrow and will resume normal schedule on Wednesday. And Greene County in Mississippi, right there across the line, Greene County schools are closed Tuesday due to expected wintry weather and poor road conditions. So that's all we have in Clark County in Alabama, Greene County in Mississippi. That if, and I guess that Greene County, maybe that's Greene County, Alabama. I was guessing that would be Greene County, Mississippi, if we can get some clarity on that. But those are the only closings I've heard of so far. We'll give you more as we get them in. So, and if you're with the school system or something like that and want to pass it along, 343-0106. All right. And then coming up in just a second here, I want to chime in with my buddy Tom Claxton. So hold on, Tom. I'm going to come to you, but I do want to remind folks one more time, the Back the Blue telethon going on, and this goes on until 7 tonight. Sure would love to get you all to chime in during the middle of the day, right? Call in right now if you have a time. You can pull over, or you get back in the office, or if you're on the job site, you got a little time in the truck or whatever. Once again, the phone number over at WKRG, 251-662-3047. And let me point out, the people I sat with doing just a little bit that I was answering the phones over there, law enforcement from all around our area, from Mobile County, Baldwin County. I sat with folks from Foley, from Mobile County down the bayou, their law enforcement, I mean, different, not just MPD there. So law enforcement from all around our area had people there staffing and manning the phones, taking your calls and your donations for the Officer Sean Tudor Memorial Fund. It's just as easy. You pick up the phone, you call 251-662-3047 and make your donation. All right? All right, let me grab this. Yes, it's our buddy Tom Claxton on hold, and I know better than to leave him on hold that long because he gets all angry with me. Hey, Tom.
Yeah, I might just hang up.
you don't have to, old folks are. I know. If you do hang up, I do want you to call the donation line.
Yes, Sean, it is just unbelievable how the people are stepping up for this officer out there, and it's really bad. But yet good to think that it takes something like this for us to all wake up and realize we can't do without our first responders.
That's for sure. Well, and I'd love to get your perspective on this because, of course, if y'all have there's probably nobody out there who doesn't know who I'm talking to, but Tom Claxton, of course, of the Scuttlebutt Network and the Car Show, and a Marine, a vet, and somebody that you look at the people that showed up on Friday at the funeral for slain officer Sean Tudor. He had his law enforcement family, but he also had his folks from the 173rd Infantry Regiment there as well.
Right.
And they were there honoring him as well. And this officer had given service to his country through the military and through law enforcement. And I mean, awesome. Touched a lot of lives.
Awesome responder. And here we go. You know, here's a vet.
Yep.
A guy that's, you know, he's not only giving 100%, he's giving another 100% by stepping up and being part of the National Guard.
Absolutely. And it touched so many lives. And this is why I want to talk about a couple things. Number one, coming up this week, where Scuttlebutt Network and Midday Mobile are going to be hanging out where this week? Probably the tastiest place we've done the show.
Fabulous. He said, seafood shed. Get your butt to Ed.
So we're going to be there on Wednesday. I'm going to do 1 hour of Midday Mobile. And then Tom and Cal and the crew from the Scuttlebutt Network will be on. And folks, come on out. Enjoy lunch with us. And I'll try to keep Tom away from your table while you're eating.
Oh, no. I'm going to mosey around and talk to everybody.
All right. Well, talk about what...
They know I'm a ratchet jaw.
Let's talk about what else, because as we get through today, we got the telethon going on with WKRG. There are still going to be many ways for people to get back and help the family that's left behind from Sean Taylor.
Right, right. Well, in a continuation of what WKRG is doing today with this telethon, then we have two guys that own a seafood shed restaurant over there, and they're both of their parents are veterans. And you know, they step up. They automatically already give any first responder and or any veteran a 15% discount when they come in and have food and beverages at its seafood shed.
That's awesome.
So in continuation of that, they want to have and they're not normally open on Saturday morning at 8 o'clock or 8:30. They normally open at 11. So they're opening up a special time, and from 8:30 till 11 o'clock, they're going to have pancakes, sausage, and a beverage, coffee or drink, whatever you want to drink, tea or whatever, and all, it'd be $10. And all of the proceeds of that, all of it now, goes to this fund, and they're working in conjunction with the Mobile Police Department and that memorial fund over there. They actually have authority to do that and advertise that. So all of that money will go to the police department fund.
Yeah, and so whatever you got going on Saturday morning, whether you get out for the kids' soccer game or you're running errands or whatever you're doing, because people are going to have to change their habit, yeah, because they usually don't think about grabbing breakfast from Ed's. But in fact, on Saturday, it is going to be time to grab some pancakes, sausage, and goodies and do that, you said, from 8:30 to 11?
That's from 8:30 to 11. And if they're not able to stop and socialize and eat there, there will be takeouts available, and they can pick them up and take them with them and go to kids' ball games or wherever they want to go and do whatever they want to do.
Make everybody jealous as I'm sitting there in my fold-out chair at the kids' soccer game and I'm eating a real breakfast, you know.
Why not? I mean, you know, people have been mad at you all their life, so why not just make a few more mad?
That's right. I mean, make sure it's get everybody in on the action. Okay, and also, so that's going on Saturday, but Scuttlebutt Radio Network is going to be live from Ed's at 1 o'clock on Wednesday.
Right. And also, now, Sean, I don't want to forget that we'll also be live from Ed's on the 13th, 20th, and the 27th, right?
Yes, that is correct. I wasn't going to get that far ahead because people, but yeah, if y'all want to mark your calendars accordingly, yes.
Well, you know, if they have trouble getting in over there this Wednesday, then they can come the next, you know, skip a Wednesday, they can come the next three Wednesdays.
There it is. And that means, you know, Lord knows what hijinks could ensue, that Tom and I get to hang out for many Wednesdays in a row. All right. Tonight, folks, I want to talk cars. Tonight's their night.
Yes. And you know what? While you're on the air, I know, I heard you talking with Bill Finch a while ago. Great guy. Very knowledgeable. And he's talking about the homes and houses and all. We need to consider those cars. And if you haven't had your car checked for the coolant level in it, as to how cold it will take your temperature down, you certainly need to make sure that you do that either today or tomorrow, because you don't want a block freezing up on a car or a water pump freezing up or some of that stuff that could occur to it and cause you thousands of dollars.
Okay, you got my attention. So if somebody was to call in tonight, can you kind of run them through what do they need to do before it gets
Yes, we'd be glad to do that. That's going to be one of our topics tonight.
All right. We'll check the show out at 8 o'clock and get some tips here how to save ourselves some money. Tom, as always, I appreciate it. And I'll see you on Wednesday and, of course, on Saturday for that pancake breakfast to benefit the Officer Sean Tudor Memorial Fund. Thanks for what you're doing.
We'll save you a buffet table.
Get the whole thing? Excellent. Excellent. This will work for me. Tom Claxton, check him out tonight and on Wednesday. Of course, you've got the car show tonight, which is actually really good before you get to the cold. What you got to do to your car? Well, he and Kevin, the gang, will talk about that tonight. And then because of a couple scheduling things, it's kind of fun. Scuttlebutt Network during the day, they're going to be live right after this show, live from Ed's on Wednesday. All right, coming right back. More Midday Mobile. This is FM Talk 106.5.
Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 125 FM Talk 106.5, and it is Midday Mobile on this Monday. Mind you, I'll keep doing it too until 7 o'clock tonight when they're wrapping up with the Back the Blue telethon going on with our news partners at WKRG and raising money for the Sean Tudor Memorial Fund. All right, this is the official fund, and you make the donation through this phone number, 251-662-3047, 251-662-3047. You know what's nice is, like, I talked to a bunch of y'all on the telephone here on the air, but it really was something to pick up the phone there when I was working the phone bank and hear y'all pick up and said, hey, I heard you talking about it on the radio. I want to give money to this. This is important to me. And just y'all give, you know, give of your hearts, give of your wallet, and it's awesome. So I appreciate that, and y'all keep it going, even though they booted me out of the TV station. Get out of here, Sullivan, or something like that. I'm still pushing for y'all to call. So if you have not called yet, made that donation, check or credit card, you can do it. We have that phone number listed a lot of places, and I understand because often people give out phone numbers, you're riding down the road, whatever. You can go get it by going to our Twitter feed, go to the Facebook page. Heck, you could text into the station. You can call us, and we'll give you the number. So if you get a chance, you know our number, right? 343-0106, the call-in number for this station. We'll pass along the call-in number for the telethon. Back the Blue telethon with our news partners at WKRG. Goes till 7 tonight. 662-3047. 251-662-3047. All right. Also today, this is, I was talking about this, I think off the air today. Once I did, we talk about it on the air. I know that Kelly and I were talking about it, and Dalton being younger than Kelly and I, closer in age. We're talking about this morning, the Space Shuttle Challenger disaster. Remember what happened back in 1986? Think about it. It's been that long. I bet you there's a lot of y'all that can remember kind of where you were, right? When that, the video that happened, because it was, I say video, or the live TV feed. Because I remember it's about 1986. We were called into the library at school. We were going to watch this. It was a big, big moment, right? Space Shuttle Challenger we watched all the, you came in from all the different classes, right? And you got in, the person wheeled in the TV there from the audiovisual department or whatever, and you sat down, took your seats there in the library, and they started showing the live TV feed, because this was going to be momentous. Number one, we're getting to watch a space shuttle launch. Number two, you got a teacher on board. You know, you've got a lot of lead up in school to what's going to be just, and we were sitting there and watching that explosion, little eyes just staring at that TV, never being, not even quite understanding if it was real what I was seeing back then. That was a long time ago, but I remember it as plain as if it was yesterday. The little tables we were sitting at, the TV we were looking at, and the explosion that came on the television screen. But yet, 1986, and remember Krista McAuliffe, who was selected? Remember, they had to compete, the teachers, to get on this space shuttle flight. They were not, you know, non-astronaut, I guess the first U.S. civilian in space. 37-year-old New Hampshire social studies teacher was selected through NASA's Teacher in Space program. Had to undergo months of training to get ready for it. Krista McAuliffe was on that space shuttle that day that we saw it. It was weird. I can remember that. Seriously, like it was like a couple weeks ago. It doesn't even seem like it was that long ago. All right, let's see here. Oh, yeah, somebody said the temperature-wise. Okay, we'll get more from Dr. Bill. He's going to join us in just a second with our forecast. I'll say this. The cold, cold temperature, from what Dr. Bill's told us, is tomorrow night into Wednesday. The chance of the frozen precipitation, more as you go north, more as you go to the northern two-thirds of the state, but in our area, Choctaw County, maybe some Washington County, Clark County, could see more of the frozen precipitation. That will be happening tomorrow morning through the day, and actually by tomorrow afternoon, the rain or sleet or snow or whatever the precipitation is, Lord knows we can't you say what it, there's a chance of frozen precipitation in our area. Whatever it ends up being is supposed to clear out by tomorrow afternoon, and that's when the real cold air spills in. Dr. Bill says the coldest temperatures of the winter so far hit tomorrow night into Wednesday. So tonight, just chilly. Tomorrow night is the real cold one. All right, we'll get Dr. Bill's forecast coming up right after we check in with Westwood One News right here on Midday Mobile. Remember, text line open at 343-0106, 343-0106. And coming up, we're talking about security out there. Don't get scammed. Don't fall for that email. Don't do any of that stuff. We're going to guide you around those pitfalls when we return right here on Midday Mobile on FM Talk 106.5.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Four FM Talk 106.5, and it is Midday Mobile. I mentioned this, how to determine if a website is fake, email is fake, if you're going to get scammed. Listen, it's every day that you figure out that, okay, this thing over here is a scam or that thing over there is a scam. Imagine scammers are working on the next version of whatever the scam is. So you need to get some advice ahead of time. And we're lucky because identity theft expert Robert Siciliano is joining us now on Midday Mobile. Thanks for your time. Thanks for being on the show, Robert.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
So let's talk about this because there's so many parts of this. You're talking about websites here. How to determine a fake website? How many fake websites are you seeing out there, Robert? Are they a rarity? Are these a common? What are you seeing?
So it really is common. Depending on your search term, you may pull up something legit or something fake. So, for example, if you're searching the term identity theft, that's a pretty common term, and Google does their best to get the most reputable sites up on the first three or four pages of search. But then once you expand on your search term, like scam Fortnite, right? How to okay. scam Fortnite. You may begin to find rogue sites on the first page because that's, to begin with, it's a scammy topic. Mm-hmm. And then the second aspect of it is, you know, how many legitimate websites out there are going to actually provide the answer to that question? You know, like the New York Times isn't going to provide the answer to that
right,
question.
Right.
Wall Street Journal's not. So depending on your search query, you're likely to find, you know, good sites or bad sites in the first couple, three pages of search. And then, you know, from there, when you receive emails and you start clicking links in the body emails, especially if you're opening up emails in your spam folder, you're likely to access scammy sites, especially if you're opening links in your spam folder.
Hey, Robert, what about the, it's just as easy as, I guess, mistyping an address, right? I mean, even if you didn't search, if you went to a specific domain, I'm going to type, you know, robertsworld.com or something like that, and I don't have the S on there or something like that, it's that easy you can end up on a bad site.
Oh, yeah. So if you don't have a legitimate URL, you know, website address, one that, you know, like bankofamerica.com, as long as you spell that properly, you're going to be fine. But once you, say, throw in two R's in America, you may end up going to what's called a typo-squatted site or something to that effect where a misspelling, a typo, will end you up on a site that is, in many cases, malicious, designed to maybe get your usernames and passwords or credit card or banking information and so on.
Now, you pointed this out. I was reading through your website here, and I want people to check this out. But this term, this has got to be yours because I've never seen it written this way, scammer grammar. Say, look for scammer grammar.
Yeah. So it's pretty simple. Most people have received emails that are fishy in nature. And those emails have all kinds of misspellings. And one misspelling might be like, here in the English language, the word there could be T-H-E-R-E, T-H-I-E-R, or E-I-R. It could be T-H-E-Y, apostrophe R-E, and so on. And so there are a bunch of potential spellings and definitions of the word there. And if you're composing an email in Romania, and English isn't your first language, it's likely that you're going to misspell some words that are common in the U.S. language or in English. And then they use translators, you know, like a Google Translate, that may also get it wrong. And then just the way that they word things, you know, like you see Nigerian type 419 scams.
Right.
The emails, the way they're worded, it's like nobody talks like that. You know,
right.
My dearest Robert, you know,
who says my dearest Robert?
Maybe my wife, maybe my grandmother. I don't know. But nobody's going to be doing that in business. So, you know, that is all forms of scammer grammar.
Ed, if you're just joining us, talking to Robert Siciliano, personal security and identity theft expert, and we're talking about websites that can be misleading, how you get there, and those emails that seem out of place because they are. I mean, I got to say, I talked to older family members of mine, and I said, you know, just assume that everything is, well, I won't say the word I use, but it's baloney. That everything you see is baloney, and then work from there. Like, assume that it's not true, and then prove that it's true. Also, do the inverse of what's normal.
I agree with that. I think that most emails we get are BS.
Yes.
And, yeah. And it's A, especially if in your spam folder, and B, even a lot of the emails that we get via our inbox, you should be suspect of. So, like, I get legitimate emails in my inbox most of the time. My internet service provider, my ISP, does a pretty good job of filtering out what's BS and puts them in my spam folder. But, like, when I get my Bank of America statement or my American Express statement or my gas bill or my electric bill, the statement, and it comes into my inbox, I'm 99% sure it's legit. But I'm still not clicking the links in the body of the email to get me to my statement because that's risky. And anybody can recreate that exact same email very easily and send it out to a million people. So the best way to avoid getting scammed in that regard is to just go to the actual website by typing it in the URL, into the address bar, or use your favorites menu. Or what I recommend everybody use is a password manager. So a password manager is a software program that you download and install in your browser, and it manages all your passwords in the websites that you visit. So, for example, if I want to go to my Bank of America account, I use my password manager. I click on that. It's a toolbar in the browser. It takes me directly to Bank of America, and it automatically adds the username and the password to it. That's how I check out my statement. Otherwise, if I'm clicking the link in the body of the email in the inbox, it may or may not be Bank of America. So the safest bet is to go directly to it via my password manager. It's a trusted source.
So never those two worlds meet. I mean, you see the email that says, hey, something's going on over here. So then you go over to a separate place, your password manager, and click there.
Yeah, and so if, in fact, you know, there's a problem with a Bank of America account, like that email said, there'll be a message within my Bank of America account that says, okay, you've got a problem. And that'll be built into the website. You know, an email that comes in that says, okay, you've got a problem, you've got to update your account information, this and that. Okay, that may be true, but the message will be in Bank of America's server, and I'll get there by typing in my username and password by going via my password manager.
Now, Robert, I want to ask about when they use more than one source of scamming, maybe in conjunction. And this is one that I've had to deal with people who've had this problem before. They get something they click through, some sort of virus or, you know, pirated or something controlling their computer. Then they're solicited to call some phone number, right? Because that phone number is the tech group for whatever software. And then they really got trouble because they've got something locked in their computer, which is some sort of malware that got put on by clicking something on their computer. And then they're given a phone number. Now they're on the phone with the people giving them credit card information.
Yeah, that can get messy. So look, at the moment that any user has an issue on their machine, like they're locked out of something, they've got some type of pop-up that won't go away, they've got an email that says you've got, you know, ransomware, or you've got spyware, or you've got a virus, or, you know, your data is being, you know, held unless you pay via Bitcoin. That's ransomware. The moment that something like that happens, the best thing to do is to disconnect your computer from the internet. That's the first thing, right? Don't pick up the phone. Don't call anybody. Unless you're going to be calling like a friend or a family member, but somebody that knows about tech, right? So once you start tooling around on the phone and start downloading stuff because it says download this, that's when you start to really go down the rabbit hole. You're best off just to disconnect from the internet, call a friend or a family member that knows what the heck they're doing, and or, right, run an antivirus scan. You know, run antivirus. Like your antivirus, like your built-in antivirus, whether it's via your Microsoft's operating system or a third party that you installed previously, run AV to determine if, in fact, there is a problem. Because all of these pop-ups, all this mess that you might have, may go away pretty quickly if you just run your antivirus.
Mm-hmm.
And in some cases, if it's all just too overwhelming, the best thing to do is just to take your machine and go to Best Buy, get one of the geeks to take care of it, you know, spend the money, because you could spend, you know, hundreds to thousands or much, much more if you get hacked. Like, your bank account could be infiltrated, your investment accounts, your credit card could be compromised. You could spend a tremendous amount of resources if, in fact, you get hacked, whereas if you have no clue what you're doing and it's getting to be painstakingly obvious that you've been hacked, just go to Best Buy and have them take care of it for you.
Now, Robert, is it fair to say that if your phone rings and they identify themselves as calling you from Microsoft or Apple or something like that out of the blue, probably not on their to-do list to call us? You know, and let
that
us know
there's a scam. Microsoft's never going to call you.
Right.
Microsoft's not going to call you. Apple's not going to call you. You're not that important. Well, none of us are. And they're not going to call you and say that we recognize a problem with your machine and you have to update your operating system or your antivirus, or you get a pop-up that says call this particular. None of that is legit. It just isn't. And you are doing a service to your listeners by explaining this to them. And as long as they adhere to these basic principles, number one, every single time the phone rings, expect that it's a scam at this point.
Mm-hmm.
They say that right now as much as half of mobile phone calls are some type of spam, right? And that could be malicious in nature. So the majority of the time, unless I recognize the phone number, I'm letting it go to voicemail. Home phone, forget it. At this point, the home phone's been decimated. Just get rid of the thing or let it go to voicemail. So anytime the phone rings, anytime you get some type of a weird pop-up that says, oh my God, you got to do this, that, or the other thing, just shut that thing down, you know, restart your machine, and that should go away. Run your antivirus, and you should be fine. But once your blood pressure starts to go up, once your heart starts to beat a little bit faster, or your palms get sweaty, or you get emotional, or there's some type of a ruse that says, if you don't act now, and it's engaging you in a way that's getting you somewhat upset or anxious, it's all of those are red flags that you should know that something is not right about this. I mean, that the bad guy, their goal is to confuse you, to get you upset, to make you scared. I mean, that's their whole MO. And the moment that you feel that anxiousness, that's when you know that something is wrong. And you have to be cognizant enough to recognize that's happening to you.
And that happens, I mean, you and I were talking before we went on there during the news break. It happens on telephone scams where they'll call and say, they'll even have done the research to have a family member's name often calling and saying, so-and-so's in trouble, so-and-so's in jail, we need money for bail, you've got to get them out today.
The grandparent scam, that's a big one. And that happened to a lot of people. Now, I speak to financial advisors all the time and all kinds of people in the service industry. You know, white collar service professionals and people who handle money, accountants, financial advisors, they tell me all the time how just last week or whatever, you know, one of their clients got a phone call, sounded like it was from a grandson. The connection wasn't all that good, and once the grandparent responds with, "Who's this? Is this Johnny?" Yes, it's Johnny.
Yeah.
You know, because as soon as you know you say a grandchild's name, of course it's going to be that name. And from that point on, there's a sob story. You know, me and my buddies, we were at a bar. We're in down in Mardi Gras, and my buddy got into a fight. I tried to break up the fight, and as a result, we both got arrested. I didn't do anything wrong, and I can't tell my father because my father will freak out. You know how he can be. So I really need you to do me a favor and just wire me down some money so that I can get me and my buddy out of jail. And I promise you, I'll show up to your house this week with cash or a check. I'll deposit it into your bank. No problem. You just can't tell my father. Can you please help me out? And look, everybody wants to, you know, help out a loved one. Mm-hmm. And it's these ruses that get people. And once you wire $2,500, they're not done with you. That's just the beginning. Once they know that you're essentially, well, frankly, stupid enough to do that, they're gonna find 100 other ways to get 1,000, 2,500, 5,000, 10,000. They will go after you until you are broke, and that's just how it works.
Well, talking to Robert Siciliano, and I want to ask one more question here. I know we're running late, but I got to ask this because I said this to you off the air as well, and you're the first person to just turn it right back around on me, and I think it's very interesting and gets me out of the rut of saying this because we were talking about the nature of these scams, and I said it's a cliched thing I've been doing forever. If these people would take, you know, half the energy they spend on scamming others and just do a legitimate thing, they would make a good living and be, you know, be just fine and be upstanding members of society. And he said, what?
Yeah, no way. So bad guys, right? You know, they have hundreds and hundreds of scams going at once, right? They contact millions of people. They have a tremendous amount of leverage using the internet and the anonymity of the internet and the fact that, you know, most people are kind of naive. And so a bad guy can make more in a day or a week, in a month or in a year, than some of us can make in a year or a lifetime, for that matter. Scamming is extremely, extremely lucrative. And so the ones that are in it, that are proficient at it, you know, like, they are wealthy. So, you know, like, you have to know that this is happening to good people like you and I that are just simply caught off guard. So pay attention to every incoming phone call and email, and have conversations with those in your life who are susceptible to these types of scams, especially older people in your life.
Robert, we appreciate the advice, and we will spread that to the other people in our lives, because, you know, it's not us, Robert. It's not us. We can't get scammed, but we got to help out other people, right?
Look, listen, P.T. Barnum once said there is a sucker born every minute. But I'm going to take it one step further. I think that every single one of us has a sucker in us, meaning that even anybody can be scammed. It's just a matter of the bad guy, you know, finding your pressure points, determining what your vulnerabilities are, being persistent and consistent enough with you and throwing all these different, you know, ruses at you, and eventually you're going to bite. I mean, heck, if you've ever bought a timeshare, you've been scammed, you know? So there's all kinds of ways that we can be scammed that are pseudo-legitimate, but in the end, you know, it's a scam.
There we go. Robert Siciliano, identity theft expert, and thank you for the heads up. Thanks for your advice and saving a lot of people a lot of grief and a lot of money.
My pleasure. And check me online at SaferMe, that's SAFR.ME.
Y'all check it out because we've gone look at the site. It's legit. Y'all check it out. A big thank you to Robert. Going to the news and coming right back. More of Midday Mobile on FM Talk 106.5.
You're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5. Call Sean now at 343-0106.
Right, 155 FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile on this Monday. I'll be back tomorrow morning bright and early for Mobile Mornings, but I want to make sure to get a chance to get settled someplace today. You got a second to pick up the phone and do your part. Make that donation to the Officer Sean Tudor Memorial Fund. You do this by picking the phone, making the call to 251-662-3047. 251-662-3047. There's a whole bunch of folks there answering the phones over at our news partners at WKRG. A lot of folks, of course, from the WKRG staff and law enforcement folks from all over our area working those phones. You do check, you do credit card. Pretty easy. It's a quick deal to give the information, make that donation, and 100% of the proceeds going to the Officer Sean Tudor Memorial Fund. Once again, the phone number, that's listed on our social media platforms. You can check it out on WKRG's social media platforms and on their website. But once again, the phone number, 251-662-3047. All right, y'all got that? Good, good, good. All right, we'll keep up to date with Dr. Bill's forecast, and I'll be talking about this tomorrow morning early, being here watching if there is frozen precipitation, like right here in our area. We'll keep an eye on it, give you kind of the timeline, so be tuned in early tomorrow morning to Mobile Mornings. We'll walk you through that. Also, I saw they did a Facebook Live today with State Auditor Jim Ziegler. He's released a plan to fund Alabama's road infrastructure needs without a gas tax hike. I told y'all there'd be some battles here around the gas tax. This is one of the, there may be some others coming into play, but the three big ones you got to watch for coming up in session this year, which is just a little over a month away, and it's a short month, the month of February, because this starts in early March. In Montgomery, you're going to be talking gas tax. It may be, they may discuss infrastructure plan, but it's gas tax, infrastructure. Those are one, in, you know, hand in glove. Then you have the lottery discussion. Now, mind you, these are Republican-backed bills. There can be discussed here. A lottery. How would it work? What would it fund? Who would be in charge? And then Medicaid expansion. All three of those. And a whole lot more coming up in session this year. But those three big ones, they have been working on them and talking about them beforehand. And State Auditor Jim Ziegler, who is, remember, exploring opportunity to run for Senate in 2020. Federal, not state Senate. Federal. One of the two federal seats. He's got a plan here. He says his plan Z stands for zero tax increases. We'll talk about this tomorrow on the show. All right, I'm out of here. Paul Feinbaum on the way next. Y'all have a great one.